Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Hi, this is Pastor Dutch Bohr of Worship House Spirit Center. We're talking about intimacy with Jesus, and yet I'm talking to yesterday and today. I want to talk about keeping the oil flowing, because you see, without that anointing, it just doesn't happen. And we talked about how Jezebel yesterday, how she was killing all the prophets, and she had gone to the prophet schools, and there was a man killed that had a widow and two sons, and how Elijah had gone to heaven. And so Elijah is now there. And for y'all from Missouri accent, I probably make them both sound the same. But it says this in 2 Kings. It says in 2 Kings 4:1, it says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors come to take unto him my two sons as to be bondmen." And her husband was well known by Elijah. He was one of those 7,000, like we said. But look at the circumstances. Now, he's killed by Jezebel and her devilish schemes, and God's allowed it to happen. Why does he allow it to happen? I don't know. Why does God allow anything to happen? I don't have those answers. Boy, I'd be popular if I could write a book, all the answers as to why God does things. But you see, I don't have an answer. I can only say that when they leave this world, they step into a world that is far better. And the testimony of their faithfulness to the end of their lives serves as a testimony to the world that God is faithful to the end. Sometimes sacrifice for the cause of the kingdom of God serves as a greater message than all the works that somebody's done if they had remained alive. For many of these questions, all we can do is ask. And all we must do is to simply trust God. His ways are above our ways. His purposes are not always known to us, but one day we will know. But for now, it's only enough that we need to trust him and know what he's doing is for the best of everything. Now, one thing you and I can get out of this tragedy is that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. Because even though this woman was left as a widow without support and having to raise two sons on her own, she was never really alone. God was watching over her, providing all that she needed, even though at the time it seemed like God's provisions didn't appear when she thought they should have. God sent a prophet to her in her greatest hour of need. And God will send help to each of us in an hour as well. Maybe it'll come in the form of some great miracle, such as will happen for this widow woman. Or maybe it'll come in the form of an unexpected blessing from an unexpected source. But however it comes, you and I, we must trust God's promise and never leave us or forsake us. You see, he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. David said this. He said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread." Listen to me, if God can feed and take care of the birds, how much more will he take care of those who are his own dear children? He's an on-time God, always there to reach before you reach the end of your rope. Always there when you call out to him in need, always listening and always ready to come to your aid, always faithful to fulfill his promises. Not necessarily your demands. Most of the time, all he's waiting for you to do is to simply go to him in prayer and ask him for what you need. And he's already made a way for you that you have what you need long before you ever knew that you would have need in your life. In 2 Kings 4, verse 2, it says, "And Elijah said unto him, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you done in the house? What have you in the house?" As he said, "My handmaiden doesn't have anything in the house save a pot of oil." Now notice the prophet's first reaction. It's the same reaction we all have when we see someone in great distress. We often have this overwhelming feeling of pity, but also of helplessness. What do you expect me to do with your problems? I have enough problems of my own. I'm on the run from Jezebel. I have no money, not anything else I can't give. I don't have the answer to your circumstances. I can only offer you my understanding, perhaps a little human wisdom and advice. But most of all, my prayer is that God will help you. You know, we run sometimes from people that have problems because we don't want to get too involved, or we're afraid it's going to tax our resources. Now, if you really look at it in the question, you'll see the human wisdom that Elijah was working with. What do you have in your house that could sell or raise money you need to solve your problem? His advice, of course, is get rid of anything that you have that's absolutely not necessary. Sell it. Dump it. Why keep it around if it means you could use it to keep on living? And my friends, you know, you and I in this world, all too often we see people who do not want to take responsibility for themselves. They expect other people to bail them out. They get themselves into a bind and then expect somebody else to pay the price for their deliverance. Well, I'm going to say this, and it may not be popular, but you and I, you know, I'm sorry, we need more personal responsibility. It's no one's responsibility to provide for you, my friend, and your family, except you. If a man won't provide for his own household, the Bible says that he's worse than a man who doesn't believe in God at all. I know a lot of people need help. And I think it's a wonderful thing that there are some programs that have been set up out there to help people who really need it. But if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. You say, well, what about handicapped people? If they cannot work, if they can do anything, but if they're totally incapacitated, yes, we should help. I didn't make it up. God's the one that said this. Listen to me. And it's not popular what I'm saying today. I know it. But if people are too lazy and shiftless to get off the couch and find a job, to quit smoking and shooting up dope that they bought with the money that should have been buying groceries, stop drinking alcohol and bringing other people's and brought on with other people's donations, quit having kids so they can just get more free money that they can spend on themselves and not on the poor kids. Stop getting free phones, free money for bills, free anything, and get out there and earn your own way through life and give back to society rather than taking from others and letting them lie there and starve. You need to get up, get off, and go do something. Too many of you got way too much time if all you can ever do is protest. Now, is that being unsympathetic and hard? Yes, but it's scriptural. Is it being judgmental? Yes. And it's about time that somebody stood up and judged their laziness and selfishness for what it is. Is it being uncaring? No. The best thing that can happen to anyone is to learn that they can be self-reliant and be able to take care of themselves. True love will lift a man out of his troubles and make him believe in his own value. Like the old saying goes, show them how to fish. Don't just feed them fish. And my friend, that's what's wrong with society today. Too many people wanting the free lunch with no responsibility. Not even a drug test to qualify for it. They just want someone to give them all they want without having to lift one finger to do one thing to earn it. I'm going to continue with this tomorrow if you're still going to be listening to me. But I know it sounds harsh, but you know what? It's time we just quit being so politically correct in the church, and we start saying what God, it's when we start saying and teaching what God has for us. There's nothing really free in this world except God's love is free and salvation is free. But everything else carries a price that must be paid. Somebody has to pay the price for the deeds in your life, and that somebody, my friend, needs to be you. See you tomorrow.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.